Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 Beginner Lab for Old School Jungle and D&B. Today we're building a DJ-friendly intro that hits hard, stays clean, and barely touches the CPU. The goal is simple: make a short opening section that feels like a real club intro, gives DJs room to mix, and sets up the drop with proper tension. Now, before we add anything, think like a DJ utility first. Ask yourself, would this help somebody mix into the track? If the answer is yes, it belongs in the intro. If not, save it for later. That mindset keeps your arrangement focused and your project light. Start by opening a new set in Ableton Live 12 and setting the tempo to around 172 BPM. That sits right in the classic jungle and D&B zone. Then create a small, efficient template, one track for the break, one for atmosphere or FX, one for a bass tease, one for sub, and one extra track if you need a little utility or control. Keep it lean. Low CPU doesn't just mean fewer tracks, it also means fewer heavy effects, fewer stacked synth voices, and more audio-based editing once you find a good idea. Set your loop to 8 bars, so you can focus on phrasing instead of getting lost in a huge arrangement. Jungle and D&B are built on groove and structure, so working in short phrases helps you hear what's actually happening. Now let's bring in the break. Drag a classic break sample onto the break track, something Amen-like, Think-like, or any old-school style chop drum loop will work. Open the clip in Ableton's clip view and set warp mode to beats. That's the easy, beginner-friendly choice for drum material. Tighten the transient markers so the kick and snare land properly on the grid. Keep it simple at first. Use a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Trim any silence at the start and end, and let the break breathe. If the break is a little too wild or aggressive, gently tame it. You can drop it into an audio effect rack and use drum bus with just a bit of drive, or use EQA to clean up unnecessary sub-rumble. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is often enough. The main thing is not to over-edit. At this stage, you want groove and feel, not tiny microsurgery. For the intro, don't start with the full break right away. That's a classic move. Begin with just part of the break, maybe the first half, for the first 4 or 8 bars. That creates space and gives the listener a clear sense that something is building. A great DJ intro has room to mix, but it still feels alive. A simple structure works really well here. In bars 1 to 4, keep it stripped back with a filtered break fragment. In bars 5 to 8, bring in a few more hats or the tail end of the break. Then by bars 9 to 16, let the full break pattern come in. If you want a more old-school feel, leave the first bar a little open and let the snare and coast notes do the heavy lifting. You can also add a touch of swing, but keep it subtle. A little groove makes the drums feel human and rolling, but too much swing can soften the punch. If the break starts losing impact, pull it back. The aim is movement, not wobble. Next, add an atmosphere layer. This could be vinyl noise, rain, room tone, a dark pad, or any short texture sample. Keep it low in the mix. This layer is just there to frame the drums and give the intro some depth. Put auto filter on it and start with a low pass cutoff around 2 to 5 kHz. Add a touch of resonance if needed, and then a light reverb with a fairly short to medium decay. If it gets muddy, use EQA to cut some of the low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. That's often where the fog builds up too much. Now for the bass tease. Create a MIDI track and load operator, wavy-dable, or analog. For beginners, operator is probably the easiest route because it's so clean and direct. Start with a simple sine-based patch. Keep the attack short, the decay medium, and the sustain low. You're not writing the full bassline yet. You're just hinting at it. Write a very simple phrase. Maybe one sustained root note for a few bars, then a small answer note a fifth or octave above. If your tune is in F minor, for example, you could tease F, then move briefly to C or E flat. That gives you a dark, classic D&B center without overcrowding the intro. Add a little saturator if needed, just enough to give it some presence, and make sure the low end stays mono using utility. Clean mono sub is a huge part of getting this style to hit properly. Now comes one of the most important parts of the lesson, automation. Automation is the easiest way to make a beginner arrangement feel professional. Start opening the breaks filter gradually across the intro. You can begin darker and more closed, then slowly bring in more brightness over 8 or 16 bars. Do the same with the atmosphere layer if you want it to swell slightly before the transition. You can even automate the bass to enter later, so it feels like a reveal instead of just another loop. A nice trick here is to think in question and answer phrases. Make a 1-2-bar section feel more active, then strip the next 2 bars back a little. That kind of back and forth keeps the intro moving without needing extra sounds. You're using contrast, not complexity. That's a big part of the jungle mindset. To keep things from feeling repetitive, add one fill or switch up near the end. In the last one or two bars before the drop, remove a kick, add an extra snare hit, or reverse a cymbal or break tail. You can do this by editing the existing clip, duplicating it and muting a few hits, or using a chopped break slice if you want a more performance-style touch. The point is to create a little tension spike right before the drop lands. And here is a pro-level mindset shift. Often the most powerful thing you can do is leave room for the downbeat. A short silence before the drop can make the impact feel massive. DNB tension isn't always about adding more. Sometimes it's about removing the right thing at the right moment. Now let's keep the mix clean. Put a Q8 on the break if it needs a little cleanup, and trim any muddy low mids. Put utility on the bass and keep it mono, especially in the sub range. Leave some headroom on the master too. Aim for around minus 6 dB for now. That gives you space and prevents the track from getting brittle or overcooked. In DNB, a cleaner groove usually sounds heavier than a louder messy one. If you want to go a step further, you can layer a very quiet mid-range bass texture under the clean sub. Keep the main sub pure, and let the mid layer add a little character. That can make the tees feel more alive without burning CPU. Another smart move is to resample once you like a break chop or FX hit. Bounce it to audio and continue arranging with the audio clip. That saves processing power and helps you stay focused on composition. A good beginner challenge is to build a complete 8-bar intro using only one break, one atmosphere layer, and one simple bass tease. Then duplicate it and create an alternate version where the bass enters earlier or the fill is different. Listen to both and ask yourself which one feels easier to mix into, which one creates stronger anticipation, and which one uses the least CPU while still sounding complete. So let's recap the core idea. Build your intro around one break, one atmosphere, and one bass tease. Use stock Ableton tools like Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, Saturator, Drum Bus, Reverb, and Operator or Wavedible. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Keep the sub mono and simple. Use automation and small fills to create movement. And when you find a good idea, commit it to audio so your set stays responsive. The big takeaway is this. In DNB, a strong intro is not about stacking more sounds. It's about controlling energy, space, and groove so the drop lands harder later. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and keep it moving. That's how you build a jungle intro that feels real, DJ-ready, and properly heavy.